Bitcoin and Ethereum exchange supplies hit multi-year lows. Bitcoin and Ethereum are sitting on their thinnest exchange balances in years. On-chain analytics firm Santiment reported that the share of BTC held on exchanges has dropped to its lowest level since 2017, while ETH on exchanges is at its lowest since 2015. The firm published the reading through Cointelegraph on July 8, 2026, and framed the drain as a sign of stronger holder conviction. The price tape does not yet match that conviction. As of July 8, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $62,821, down 0.4% on the day, and Ethereum at $1,755, down 0.9%, per CoinMarketCap data. The Fear and Greed Index reads 27, firmly in fear. Both assets are green over the week, with BTC up 7.1% and ETH up 11.3% over 7 days, so the supply squeeze is building into a market that is recovering but still nervous. Coins leaving the order book's exchange supply measures how much of a coin sits in wallets tied to trading venues. When that balance falls, it usually means holders are pulling assets into private custody, hardware wallets, or staking contracts. Those coins are harder to sell on impulse, so a lower exchange balance is read as reduced near-term sell pressure. For Ethereum, the 2015 comparison is close to the start of the network's life, when very little ETH existed on any exchange at all. A large slice of today's supply is locked in staking and restaking, plus the staking and yield contracts that pay validators. For Bitcoin, the 2017 mark predates the last two full market cycles. Public companies and long-term holders have absorbed a growing share, and earlier this year, buyers took in more BTC than miners produced. The mechanic cuts both ways. A thin float can amplify a rally because fewer coins are available to meet new demand. It can also amplify a drop. If a cluster of long-dormant holders decides to move, the same thin order books that magnify upside can magnify a sell-off. Low exchange supply signals intent, not a floor under the price. Conviction against a fearful tape. The gap between the on-chain picture and the sentiment reading is the story here. Santiment's data describes accumulation. The Fear and Greed Index at 27 describes a market that does not trust the bounce. Historically, tightening supply during a fear phase has preceded outsized moves, though the direction is never guaranteed by the supply data alone. Santiment attributes the pattern to conviction. That is a reasonable read of wallets moving off exchanges, but it is one firm's interpretation of one metric. Exchange supply figures also shift when venues reshuffle cold wallet addresses, or when large custodians move balances for operational reasons. So a single data point is worth treating as a signal to watch rather than a settled conclusion. The other side of the same drain, the bullish framing has a counterweight. Separate Glassnode data. This drawdown showed more Bitcoin held at a loss than in profit for the first time, which means many of the coins leaving exchanges belong to holders who are currently underwater. Coins in cold storage are not automatically diamond hands. Some are simply stuck, held by owners waiting to break even before they sell. Bitcoin ETFs recently snapped a 10-day, $2.7 billion outflow streak with a $221.7 million inflow day, another sign that institutional demand is stabilizing rather than surging. Put together, the supply drain, the recovering ETF flows, and the underwater cost basis sketch a market that is coiled rather than clearly bullish. Reading it as a spender. For anyone who actually spends crypto, the takeaway is about behavior, not price prediction. Moving coins off an exchange into self-custody is the same instinct driving the exchange supply drop, and it is the reason spend from your own wallet cards exist. A self-custody card lets a holder keep assets in a wallet they control and spend at the point of sale, without parking a balance on a venue that could freeze withdrawals during stress. That distinction matters more when order books are thin and volatility can spike fast. The counterparty lesson from past cycles still applies. Balances left on a custodial platform are only as safe as the platform. The FTX and Wirecard failures froze user funds overnight. A shrinking exchange supply is, in part, a market-wide vote for holding your own keys. None of this is a forecast. Tight supply raises the odds of a sharp move without dictating which way. This is market analysis, not financial advice.